If you've pulled up to a Wendy's drive-thru recently, you may have noticed one signature item is missing. According to customers in California, Kentucky, and South Carolina, Wendy's is no longer serving burgers at certain locations due to disruptions in the supply chain. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure at member station VPM. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, and no burgers at Wendy's. It says a lot about the effects of supply chain disruptions.
Beef is just increasingly hard to come by in this pandemic. Their meatpacking plants slowing down or shutting lines across North America as these infections surge. So I saw a stat, Jeremy. The CDC last reported that at least 5,000 U.S. workers at more than 115 meatpacking plants have tested positive. So the upshot is you've really seen a slowdown of beef slaughter.
And why Wendy's? Are McDonald's and Burger King next?
Wendy's, we know, it likes to tout its fresh beef. So that's a, you know, just-in-time supply chain issue. McDonald's, we also know, is notoriously powerful. It's proprietary in its supply chain. A lot of its suppliers are terrified of kind of crossing it. So it has many rainy day scenarios. For what it's worth, neither Mickey D's or Burger King has so far reported any disruptions in the supply chain. We have seen Shake Shack report a severe hike in its beef prices. So that could be a leading indicator.
Now, grocery stores are also being affected by supply chain disruptions, and it's not all meat, or it is all meat, rather, not just beef. Giant Eagle, Costco, Kroger, all limiting the number of meat purchases per customer. How are prices being affected?
Wholesale beef prices, they've actually doubled in a month to $410 per 100 pounds. So you're seeing shutdowns at plants operated by all the heavyweights, Conagra, Cargill, Smithfield, JBS.
As we've talked about, Robin, on this show, President Trump has signed an executive order designed to keep meat packing plants open. Some people are worried it's going to force workers to go back and limit companies' liability if they do get sick. Tell us more about what's in that order.
You know, it's more symbolic and kind of bully pulpit suasion. The order declared that meat and poultry in the food supply chain should now fall under Section 101B of the Defense Production Act, which has traditionally applied to, quote, scarce and critical material essential to the national defense, close quote. So this order is extending this Defense Production Act authority to the food supply chain of the Agriculture Secretary. So Secretary Perdue can now take all appropriate actions to ensure America's meat and poultry processors continue operations. In reality, you can still idle and close plants. I mean, you're a private business owner and you have to worry about your customers and your employees.
So you say meat and poultry, because I've noticed when I go to the supermarket, even now, the chicken supplies are not what they used to be.
That's right. You're seeing less availability of the choicest cuts of chicken. If you think boneless, skinless breasts, and you're seeing more of are the dreggy parts of the bird. You know, there are labor shortages across North American poultry suppliers. They're increasingly leaving the bone in and the skin on where they can. But, I mean, have you lately seen the drive-thru at a Chick-fil-A? It's out of control. It's like Hunger Games.
I have not seen that. But I will say, when you talk about the parts of the chicken that people don't like as much, I've been experimenting now. Chicken thighs are actually they're a nice alternative.
Yes, the exactly. Thinking man's person spatchcocks the thigh and uses it in lieu of the breast.
Okay.
Let's Robin not get Farzad into organ meat, though. I'm not going to go there.
No, let's not do that. Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.